Well, bless the Lord. Praise God. This wonderful prayer day. So wonderful to be with you here. And I will be out at Prayer Mountain at noon. And we've got our new setup so that Brother Max and I, and you can see Brother Max and you can see me, it's all live. And so that's great. But there is no call number you can call. You have to go to billybrim.org or Facebook, my Facebook. But if you go to billybrim.org, it's real easy to watch there on the web page. So, Brother Max, you'll have to. You can't wear your pajamas.
No, I cannot. Last week, I can't remember a shirt and a black jacket. So,
yeah,
I'll figure out something today.
Yeah, you're looking good.
I'll be in my office this afternoon.
It's a great improvement to have it like that, Brother Max, don't you think?
Oh, yes. I mean, Jared and Don Maxwell, they did really a great job.
They did a good job. They sure did.
Yeah, and supposed to be a surprise for you last Wednesday. And I believe we're doing it again today. Praise God.
We are doing it again today. And we'll get to be with everybody. And plus that, I'm going to be with you pretty soon, September 12th, Friday. That's what, just 10 days or so, 9 days from now.
The following Friday at 6:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. 6:30 p.m. Don't miss it. Mm-hmm. And also, the address is, you come to Yeshua Love Heals, and the address is 627. 12 Avenue South, Minneapolis, Minnesota. You could go to our website, Yeshua's Love Heals. What we're doing on Saturday, because Ms. Willie will be with us Friday night, we're going to honor all the WWPs coming to see Ms. Willie at our church here or at Living Word. That will be Saturday, 11 a.m., 9:13, so the very next day. So you won't miss Billy Saturday night at Living Word Christian Center, because she'll be there Saturday night and Sunday morning.
Now, I won't be there Saturday morning at your place. I won't be there.
No, I know. But we just want to honor the WWPs.
Good,
maybe Tony
great.
Will come,
That's
or
wonderful.
Brenda. Maybe Tony
yeah,
Brenda
Tony
will come. We'll see.
We'll see. But anyway, I'm going to for sure be there Friday night, and I would love to see you, especially you WWPs. Love to see you, and it's a smaller place, and so we can get up close and personal there. And then Saturday, September 13th at Living Word at evening, and Sunday morning at Living Word for two services. Now, I just feel, I don't know for sure, but I think there will be probably some emphasis on prayer for Minneapolis during all of these meetings.
Yeah.
I think there might be an emphasis on Minneapolis. We're going to see. We don't know for sure, but definitely, you know, last week there was that tragedy at Minneapolis, and oh my goodness, I went back over the words that the Lord gave us, Brother Max, and even that tragedy was going on, which we did not know, but he did. And I just praise God for what he gave us. One of the scriptures that he gave us was, I will save you from this. This situation will come to an end. I will take this weight off your shoulders. It's too heavy for you. Now, he started off by saying, it's time to trust me, church. Now, this is to the whole church in the earth. And then underlined, I will take this weight off your shoulders. It's too heavy for you. You can't handle it. And then the scripture he gave is Psalm 34:18. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Of course, that was happening. They're brokenhearted from it. But now that was to the whole church. But to us, he didn't say you can't handle it. To us on this prayer call, he said, you must rest in the knowledge of this prayer call today that you can handle all with my prophet and friend. There is nothing I can't handle, even during times of transition. And transition, we know, is that hard, bearing down time. So there was a lot in that last week. And there always is. We just praise God for it. Hallelujah. And thankful that he would meet with us. Now, we have some other announcements to make. Our Hanukkah Israel Tour, Billy Graham Hanukkah Israel Tour, is December 7 through 18. You can go at billybrim.org, and there you can find the Israel Tour and how to talk to Miss Ruby and sign up for that. We're looking for a wonderful tour. Mac and Lynn are going with us. Bless the Lord. I'm happy for that. And you have something just before that, right, Brother Max?
We are, we're going in September. We're getting ready for our meeting in December. And, you know, the Lord, actually, we were talking. The Lord spoke to my heart, and we are moving forward, opening a church in Jordan. And, you know, at 6:09 this year, at 3 a.m., the Lord told me, and he said, do what you asked me for my kingdom in Jordan and at home. And he gave me Isaiah 43:19. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not preserve it. We'll make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. So we are going to have a meeting over in December, and whoever would like to come with us also, go to our website or send an email, and somebody, one of our staff will answer you. Margaret or Kathy will answer you. So, yeah, I mean, we just feel our heart is for Jordan, for the Middle East. There is an awakening in the Middle East. And the Lord told
us
to
go out.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Yeah, and praise the Lord very much. So praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we will be there in September. I won't be there for long. I have other business to be dealing with, but probably be 2 weeks for me. And Quinn
but
will be there
you have
for
something?
Maybe
aren't you having something just before our Hanukkah tour in November?
The first week of December. Yeah,
December,
before the
first
7th.
Week of December.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Quinn and Brenda are going to be with us. Yeah, I think the second or the first. I'm not sure. We'll visit. I mean, you can be with us too, but I know you probably be busy
no,
getting ready for your tour.
I'm going to be getting ready for my tour, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay,
praise
now, then I want to say that we're having our third Sunday at 3 o'clock, September 21st. You know, the Lord told us that it's time for healings and miracles. Make a place for them. Oh, we've had two of these meetings so far. They've been so wonderful. Brother Tim is coming again and doing the music. It's going to be just wonderful. That's third Sunday at 3 at Prayer Mountain, September 21st. And then, dun-dun-dun-dun, Autumn Assembly of Prayer, our 30th anniversary, October 15th through 20th. Branson, Missouri, you can go online and find out where it is and find a wonderful place to stay. Branson's got marvelous places to stay. And we're going to have a wonderful, wonderful autumn assembly. And we're going to begin, like we have before, on Wednesday night with our prayer that day. We'll have prayer at 8 o'clock in the morning, and then we'll have it that night at the theater. And Brother Max will be there. And we had a wonderful, wonderful, last year we had a wonderful group coming as we prayed and listened for the interpretation that God gave us. You know, these are interesting times that we're in right now. Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the new year for Israel is the 23rd, Tuesday the 23rd, and Wednesday the 24th of September. Now, there's something you might be interested in knowing. There's going to be a dramatic blood moon September 7th and 7th and 8th in some places as it is that night will turn to the next day. September 7th and 8th, I think it's the 8th in Australia. A dramatic blood moon will rise as the Earth experiences its second total lunar eclipse of the year. Sky watchers across Asia and Western Australia will get the best view, but 85% of the world's population will see this blood moon. I think that hasn't occurred in about 20 years, that 85% of the world's population live in regions where they can see it. We will not be able to see it here in North and South America, but they will see it in Asia, Europe, Africa, Australia, and New Zealand. Now, does this mean anything spiritually? It may not. But there's an interesting article on CBN, Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN.com, and it's entitled Another Blood Moon by Benjamin Gill. And then he talks about some things, you know, that prophetically this might or might not point to. Blood moons, full eclipses, are known. You can map them out hundreds and thousands of years ahead of time. But perhaps God did map them out. We do know that since the last blood moon, there an Israel full eclipse, all kinds of things have been happening for Israel. Israel is in a time like none other. Since the last one, they've attacked Iran, wiped out the nuclear there. All kinds of things are happening even as we speak. So, but for one thing, if it means something prophetically, praise the Lord. But if it doesn't, it is going to be a spectacular sight if you live in a place where that is. Now, we're going to take our authority. It has been known to me from prophets that I have, I believe that they do truly see God. And we've been talking about it now for a couple of prayer calls. The enemy is planning terrible things to bring down Donald John Trump. Well, that's no news to us. But one thing will stop him. There's prayers, different kinds of prayers, but folks, to stop the devil, praying about God doing anything about the devil is useless. He's done everything about the devil he's going to do. That's up to us in Jesus' name. I remember one time they told me that Shelley, she had just had a baby, and she had three strands of hospital staff, and they told me that she wouldn't live through the night. And Shelley did leave her body. She left her body more than once. And just looking at her there in the bed, her tummy was all swelled up as if she were still pregnant. And she would go up to Jesus. She was in such terrible pain. And she would go up to Jesus, and he was standing up there. But she would feel this magnet. When she was out of her body, there was no pain. She would feel this magnet calling her back down to earth. And she saw me there. Now, her mother was praying. Her mother-in-law was praying in intercession at the end of the bed. There was no magnet from there. I was standing at the end of the bed, and I was saying, I'm not going to let her die. Devil, you're not going to kill her. She's not going to die. I refuse to let her die. I was taking my authority, and that was the pull that got her back down in her body. And one of the times when she was out, she said, I'm going to tell mother that when, next time I go back in my body, to stop that. I want to go on. The pain was so horrible. But praise the Lord, we had a miracle. In the middle of the nighttime, an angel disguised as a little black nurse, kind of fluffy, came in and gave her a spoonful of purple medicine. And in the next morning, the doctor said, what in the world happened? And she told him, they said, we don't have any nurse like that, and we never give medicine in a spoonful anymore. Oh, my Jesus, I so thank you for saving her. I praise you for that. So we're going to use our prayer of authority. And I've asked you, I believe that when we're bound together, the prayer of authority is stronger. When it has to do with the United States of America, it's better for all of us to be doing it. It's more powerful than just me sitting here alone. And so I have asked all of you, if you would, on the hour, use your authority. Whenever you take your authority, if you would do it at the top of an hour. And I have found this past week that the best thing that's working for me is 9 o'clock in the morning. So just now, some days, no. but most days that's been working. So if you want to join me at 9 o'clock Central, know that most days I'll be praying at that time. I'll be taking my prayer of authority. But right now, here we go. Oh, Father, we're so thankful. Our hearts could not be more thankful than the fact we wake up in the morning and Satan has no dominion over us. It is written in the first chapter of Colossians that you have delivered us out from the dominion of darkness, fitting us for the inheritance of the saints in the light, and you have translated us into the kingdom of God's beloved Son. And there we are. And, oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we do pray, and we know you have answered, that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, you would give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Knowing him, in the knowledge of him, let the eyes of our understanding, our hearts, be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis power to us who believe, according to the working of your mighty power, which you wrought in the Mashiach when you raised him from the head and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, every name that's named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You put all things under his feet and gave him head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, hallelujah, 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 who have been slain by our trespasses and sins, but you who are rich in love and mercy and chesed, when you quicken the head, you quicken the body together with him. When you raise the head, you raise the body together with him. When you seated the head, you seated the body together with and in him. And right now, in the name above every name, we take authority over demons that would try to operate in our cities, wherever we are, wherever we sit. Right now, whoever you are, wherever you sit, I'm taking the authority over the demons that would try to, in Scaramanga, Branson, Missouri, or any place in Missouri or Oklahoma, the Tulsa area, our church area, in the name above every name, Migdal Arbel, Migdal Israel, in the name above every name, I say to you, demon spirits in the heavenlies, cease and desist in your maneuvers, operations, and manifestations. Plots will fall to the ground, barren. And all of us together say, in the name above every name, to Satan, right down to the lowest level devil, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority over you. We will not let you assassinate our president. We will not let you assassinate or come against any of his family. We will not allow it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are the citizens of the United States, or else we are other countries who know the importance of that nation. And in the name above every name, we do Sangaraka Bashkadon Javra. We do know that we sit at the right hand of the Father and say to you, cease and desist in your maneuvers against our administration, against anyone that the Lord has put in office. In Jesus' name, you cease and desist in your maneuvers. If the Lord has put them into office, we say you cannot touch them. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We plead the canopy, the chuppah of the blood, and then over our own lives and over our children's lives and our grandchildren. And as sambang of our habitational authority, we take it in the name above every name, above on our own bodies, in Jesus' name. And we tell you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get your hands off the WWPs, get your hands off God's prayer force in this earth, and you, in the name of Jesus, you that have come against them with evil diseases, in Jesus' name, we do cast you out and take authority over you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we thank you for this privilege. Thank you that Jesus said, all authority has been given to me, go ye therefore. And he gave us the right to use his name in the earth. He gave us the right to go in his name. He gave us authority of the believer. And Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm asking all the prayer warriors to ask you for a miracle in a hospital room in Australia, for my dear friend and magnificent woman of prayer. I'm asking you for a miracle in that lady. and in her family, and all those who love her and are praying for her in the name above every name. And Father, I want to move that out and ask for miracles where they are needed in anybody, any earthly house that's on this phone call, or of a loved one that needs it. In the name of Jesus, they had a miraculous prayer. They had a miraculous healing when they came out from bondage in Egypt. Miraculously, there was not one sick among their tribe. I believe that for us now. We lift our hearts in prayer. We yield our tongues in prayer. Manjo de koprofki de chando. Simano koko kabaraka halaila. Mito brehebakangra gadashka tambre katagadashka. Simana kohoro kodonia ne kohoro kogariana na kandiana. Ipanyo no kohoro kobapa. Ijene makwa, ijene mekwa, ijene mekwa. Kavila hodonga, anyanikoro kopanga, ashkadonje de godoshka. Avikala kombi, ananakombi, kafrakadanye ni kahalakaila. Ijenemotwa, bangolo hobek di anakopre. Kimanakahayang de la gobashka dabrika de kafrakya. Kofanya kale domre kina kabashke. Ima no kuer kofranga de gohubikya. Ibe le goshwa. Bo vrahagla kangara kataha li kara goto hoshak chakta. Sobra haf victo, sobra haf victo, sobra vahito. Kebeli hidango rogodo jang chanto rogoto heje brakto no kubrika frakte. Imene kohoro kobita vrekadish koto jile gotoshka. Imene kwe frer yano no kohoro kobakre yana karakandyanga. Ije de kaharaka na manako prekati kataka. Ige lehele kaka. Mo asikoro kotonje. Ibili hitiakto, makorokodo oshe. Ibili duro, makorokotonye ni kuharakaya na kunga, ishe te koho jwe, ishe to, te koho jangcha, te koho jangcha. Kraga tonye, ni ne kaharaka ka, brika de gotom, brika de gotoshka. Kivile tohoroko brike te kifraka tanya na kohoroko paprike tenye ni koho jangcha. Ebisho tushwa tataru koho fekte tata koho shangche. Kravita koho rakapa. O la manaka. O piliteniar toto ko pakito. Ejete ko pravka. Kangaraga di iliko karakanga. Pashko te briko te kadashko donche de gotoho shakcha de gotoho shakcha. Imene kohala kora patenyo no kohoro kapitia. Ibilihi tua. Ibala kongare kadehi shakyo no kohoro kotishka. Kivele dohoro kopre. Kivele halakai anye no kohoro kopinyo no kohoro kokabri kate kafra. Ijiri kotoshka tan kohoro kongongongaya. Ina kastalia to kotoria. Ibili hitia koma nakaya. Ijide kohoro kokakari antara koto friketa kanka. Bitutu shwa kotoni ni kohoro kotombre. Ibili hudi kwa mashotenye ni kohoro kopanga. Kivele doro yana karaka tiandara koto hoshakyakto. Kafikate kohola kanga mashko tombre. Bitoro koto hovai. Mancora condisca t'aprica frangoria macca. Mi tu lo corretti e di gujua e se hanno cor caffito. Menino querio na code cabra candisco donce. Imanoque. Pitura ma itto, isto, mango. Risangio no cojo, vaquito no cobe. Mas tambre que fetiete. E la doro com raquita fratelia nonga. E libri sormanacca. E vele tondi orgoge tia, caracangara cadasche. Chi ve la doro con brecchia e ni cara che tasca tangere con toho sciacciata. E ve li due sciontie nella cara na cambra che ti tateata. E ve le tonie ma goro con papa. E sciato, e sciato, e sciato. Ridagna ni qua, e sciato. Che belle dura a pegno no cofre che ti cagli ne cajala cai andale coco coca. E ghelandia na coco la cai na cangala hai na cora patisho na nia. Escuto bra. Fridasco donce di bra. Merton bravito. Merton bravito quebre tisca donce. Melodoro cabra cada fingio no covro co debre catia no cob. Isato no coca fingio no covro co bilitatio. Pigiando lo gobre che fenie ne covro co babre catania ne cotocascia. Che la caha, cala con gambri, ne ne cococò. E ne cara cacà, ne ne che le cangara cataracà. Risciato la tita, la matito tocca. E belle he, ballo donne ne cora, manaya na caia na isha tali. Greve de ca la la caia, nanya na coro cole la laili. Bitura. Bitura mia kanga, ambri kota kodoshka, tabri kota kofrande de kombratia na koche de kotoshka. Grivagno no kohoro kobavre, akoria mana kaya na kaka. Ili dura bishko tonje de kohoshai. Asunye to brekala kangangara gandyang lara godoshke di bravri na kora manye ne koto breki takya. Ije de bohro i vanjo no kora ko bivra kaya na kangara gandam breki di kongrakya na kotoshke di brakya. Ile vrebo toho balatiano no kora kambravi da na kumbrebe le donye ne kora kadanya na kora kotoshke di brak. I suirtognane i chi bra fran diosco dobre. Vivagno no cohole che ba. I le boho vregne ne queri ananga. Dando no cobre vre na nuta. Basco dobre chi franio no cohole con baccia na cohole con tosca. I sapra mia pange. Le chili cabai a sionde li dili gubra. I gene coro cadiando no coro con bevri a sione coro calandie alla caiganga alla gongra gadaisca. Mango no coro chi pa. O sabre catica ha fatti a no coro con desca di bra. I gene convivi di tutua. Je ne va ancora caia na cora con delle cabravra con niente con dienna. E je ne met tutto no gojoa, sa na cora can brande. E je ne cora can diangde e le cobrande na cora con bavi Ele canjano ogni qua alla cabrande nada go breve delle congraga dalla congrande e ce ne ma tutto tocco cosciente di cala caia ne coro co bevri a tagne ne co mangia de coscia e ne ne coro co bamba veglia ne coro caia tala go tocca de moro co tocca e ciano Ishanamika Tanya Dagapaka Palatora Manakuraka Divra Kadashang Jadakotohoshapta Egedekaka Prakatoko Ujenje Tikorokon Jongde de Kappa Ishine Makarakoto Brikatikatanya Nekorokotoshka Tabrikatakatan Jadakotoshka Brivacho nangi, bivrato mangolo cobrica tacaia. Come no querio non cobra, pidalia no corio, ma na caia na cahala caila. Crivagno no cohoroco babri, catania ne cohoroco babri, a tosche de belete. Ti vala donia ne qua, baragon gerno no cubrebre, cotonia ne qua dalle caia. Isato no cobretie, ma corocondion no godosca. Me toho tope kataka fai kari an dobre ki diga tafsi an donye ne kua. I me ne kua rako doske di braka fa. I libri hitura mana kare ne ne kubre ki diga fraka doske erie. Mandi oru go papa. I la brava donye ne kua rako doske ta fuki. I shando lo go ove tenye ne kota ka fa. Kiva la gobre etia. Mi koroko de leve ko pala kaya na kele kanka. Beshwa toro ko dolika. Manyo no kore kapito. Ishe de koho shandia na kahala kaya na kahala kaya na kahala kaya. Sobra tafraka di injo tatika la toto kata pinyo. Capatania ne calito to prefascio, o to don copi. Bebra digno no copa, cacaia na cahalaccia. E je dico hoshua. Ango de go hoshe teate. Kiva la torma na halai. Kiva te kora ma tiakto no ko je te katongi ne ko hura kapra. Mita la kaya ne ko hura kondi ne ko dosh katabri. Ide kapra shantoria mana kataya na kahala kafra tava katanya. Pila te hura manaka. Pila te kora manaka halaila. E giù prakata frange ne kohoroko papa. E shantoro kohoro kanga raka dashka tanche ne kotoshka. E si di kohoroko teshke ta karaka kamba. E shantoro kohole kebre et yangdoro koho shekke. E shato ti di kohoroko tefre. E se na caracatasca tance de cotoho jaccia. Avi la tombre cataca frangia na combre fetitia. Covi li tu bajvatania ne coro cotosche. E galabraf cotonci de cotosca. E tu frangoro cotosca. E shato macchito. E shato macchito franga. E shatta frakanga rakoto hese kaprak ta frakandiang dara kotonje tipra. E se deko prevre konjene kwa e karako prakka tanjene kotoshka. E se deko raka frengdi rako prevre ti deko brakja topri katai koprakka tinyo nuko hese kje. E shatta kopra, e shatta broka, e shatta broka. Crefagno no coro compitia, chi fragno no coro go bahalacaia, e jande co pepe de che tinga, Et j'en de pépété kahalai. Gamina kwa. Gamina kwa. Gamina kwa. Gamina kwa. Kevel dobra brangdion de lekotoshka. Grivatona makaya na kohoro kopikia na kohoro ko bale kakaya. Et je ne m'attouais, et je ne m'attouais, et je ne m'attouais. Kavrigandio balakaya na kohoro kombanga. Et je dis kotoshka tabrika te kafrahale kanganga. Metiomaki, metiomaki, metiomaki. Asko debre katanya. Kashko dobe kata, ale kombre keti he bakcho, ki la kangara ale kombre vrakjon de regodoshka. E jene matuish kotoria balakoya mana, aga varakon diende de goho jete de goho roko bivre aton jene kwa, ale gavrengjono kotebre keti kafrang jene godoshka. Ki bela donye ne kuwa, mangjono gore kapitio, Mangono korebati koroka daske, beletunio. Frakodoro gobreke de givra, mejo do koroka pinio, no koroka pinio, no koroka pinio, no koroka pelia ta shanto do gohushakya. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God, victory, victory, victory is mine. Hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for victory. You spoke to us not so long ago about victory, victory, victory. And we do thank you for victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Victory in our homes, victory in our lives, victory in the wrong that am a hashka da gombre. Victory, victory, victory. And this is the victory, even our faith. Praise your name, Jesus. Praise your name, Father. Praise you, Holy Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Max, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Woo, praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm so thankful. You know, the Bible says that he's faithful even when we are not. That he remains faithful.
Amen.
He's faithful, faithful, faithful.
Praise the Lord. Okay, the first statement here is underlined. All of it is underlined. And it reads like this. The movement, the future of the great, compassion. The movement, the future of the great compassion of the amazing Spread, S-P-R-E-A-D, spread of the gospel, the multitudes of both men and women. Okay, I'll read it again. The statement is all underlined if I didn't say that. The movement, the future of the Great Commission.
What commission?
Of the commission, yeah, C-O-M-M-I-S-S-I-A-R. No? I-O-N. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I thought it's A, but it's O.
Mm-hmm.
I-O-N, yeah. Commission of the amazing spread of the gospel. The multitudes, with an S, the multitudes of both men and women. That is the first statement, and it's all underlined. All right. Then the Lord gave us Acts, the book of Acts 6, verse 7. Acts 6, verse 7. Then he gave us Acts 4. Two and four, not three. There's a comma here or something.
Two
It
and
could be
four?
two. Yeah, it could be two through four, but I'm looking at two and four.
Okay. Take a look
So,
at it.
okay, yeah. So Acts 4, verses 2 and 4. All right. Let's see here. Next statement is not underlined. This one is not underlined. Read like this. This growing and multiplying continued. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer. This friend and prophet, and you, church. This friend and prophet, and you, church, walking in the fear of the Lord. Walking in the fear of the Lord. And in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Okay, I'll read it again. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer. This friend and prophet, and you, church, this friend and prophet, and you, church, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. That is the statement. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer, this friend and prophet, and you, church, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. All right. Wow, another Acts here, and another Acts. Oh, three of them. Okay, praise the Lord. Acts 12, 24. Acts 11, 21. Acts 11, 21. Acts 9, 31. Acts 9, 31, 3, 1. So Acts 12, 24, Acts 11, 21, Acts 9, 31. Next statement. This one is, yeah, underlined. All of it is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined. And read like this. Looking up to heaven. Looking up to heaven, you all filled with the Holy Spirit. Looking up to heaven, you all filled with the Holy Spirit, and speak my word. And speak my word boldly. Yeah. And speak my word boldly. You are in place. There's no a place. In place. You are in a place to fulfill what I said through you today. Okay. I'll read it again. It's all underlined. Look up to heaven. You all filled with the Holy Spirit, and speak my word boldly. You are in a place to fulfill.
Is it a place or not a place?
Not
Or
a
you
place,
are in place?
you
You
are
are
in
in
place.
place.
You
That's
are
right.
in
Okay.
place. Yeah. I don't know what I said. You are in place. To fulfill what I said through you today. Okay, so that's the statement. Now he gave us 1 Samuel 12:24. 1 Samuel 12:24. Psalm, the book of Psalm 9, chapter 9, verse 1. Psalm 9:1. Luke 9:16 and 17. Luke 9:16, 1-6, and 17. All right. Next statement. This statement is not underlined. Next statement reads like this. Be a good steward. Be a good steward. And with actions. Be a good steward and with actions and in truth. And in truth. Also, be wise. Also be wise because the Spirit in you help your weaknesses. Help your weaknesses. Keep on praying. Keep on praying. Am I reading this word right here? Babbling? B-A-B-B-L-I-N-G? Babbling? And
yes.
Not babbling. And not babbling. Wow. Okay. Read it again. Be a good steward and with actions and in truth. Also, be wise because the Spirit in you help your weaknesses. Keep on praying and not babbling. All right.
I tell you what I think that means.
What?
You know, if you just drone on and on when you're praying in tongues, just drone on and on, just sound like and you can think of a million other things and you're just not even paying attention. I think it means when you are praying in the Spirit, let your whole body, your spirit, soul, and body be involved. You know, sometimes I have to get my mind and say, mind, come back here. I don't want to go off over there. But, and just, there should be some expression in your praying in tongues.
Yeah.
You shouldn't just sound like a machine babbling.
Yeah. Or distraction.
Yeah.
Or not to be distracted, because he said, help your weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on praying and not babbling. Yeah.
That could be what it means.
Some stuff, yeah.
That could be. I just offer that as it could be.
Sure. Well, there's scriptures here. Yeah, we'll see. Okay, let's see. Yeah, well, 4 scriptures coming. Proverbs 2:6. Proverbs 2:6. James 3:17. James 3:17, 1-7. Ephesians 5:15 and 16. Ephesians 5:15 and 16, 1-6. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Yeah, that's 10. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Okay. Next statement. Read like this. very easy to be confused, church. Very easy to be confused, church. When you judge, discern. When you judge, discern. And judge what is truth. And judge what is true. And you are to comfort others in me. And you are to comfort others in me. You're Christ. You're Christ. Love God. You're Christ. Love God and your brother and sister. Love God and your brother. I'm sorry. I started going down, trying to get the end of it here. Love God and your brother and sister in humility and compassion. They give us compassion again. That's a statement. I'll read it again. Try to do better.
Now, okay. All right. Go ahead and give that, and then, go ahead.
Okay. Very easy to be confused, church. When you judge, discern and judge what is truth. And you are to comfort others in me. You're Christ. Love God. Comfort others. You're Christ. Love God and your brothers and sisters in humility and compassion.
Now, Max, you said he gave us compassion again. Well,
yeah.
I thought you said compassion in the first time you mentioned.
No. It's I'm wrong. It's a commission. I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I just
okay. Okay.
Up.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you for bringing this up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
No, it's
great.
Commission. Now it's compassion. This is Max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm all not right. All there yet. Give me a few moments here. Praise the Lord. Okay. Where was I? Okay. Luke. The book of Luke 6, chapter 6, verses 37 through 42. Luke 6, 37 through 42. Psalm 98, verse 9. Psalm 98, verse 9. All right. Now, this one is underlined. The statement I'm going to read is underlined, and it reads like this. It's important. But it is. It's important that you understand that the Lord is the only, perfectly just. J-U-S-T. Perfectly just. Oh, just one. I'm sorry, I'll start all over here. This statement is underlined. It's important that you understand that the Lord is the only perfectly just one. The fear of God also the beginning of understanding justice. This is the statement. I'll read it again. It's important that you understand that the Lord is the only perfectly just one. The fear of the Lord, also the beginning of understanding justice. That is the statement, and it's all underlined. You got this, Miss Billy? You want to read it again?
Yes, yes,
it?
I do. Mm-hmm,
okay,
I got it.
Okay, all right. Revelation 19:2. Revelation 19, verse 2. Okay, next statement. By my grace, you have seen miracles. By my grace, you have seen miracles. You need to realize this part of judgment. You need to realize this part of judgment, not just to expose, not just to expose, but to uproot, UPROOT. How do you pronounce this word?
Uproot. Uproot.
Okay. Uproot.
You know, like you uproot a plant, you pull it up by its roots.
Oh. Okay, I didn't even know this word before. Just to expose, but to uproot, do you see the difference? I did talk to Jeremiah as a prophet. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll slow down. It's a long statement. My grace, you have seen miracles.
By my grace, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, by my grace. By my grace, you have seen miracles. You need to realize this part of judgment, not just to expose, but to uproot. Do you see the difference? I did talk to Jeremiah as a prophet.
You see,
that is the statement.
Let's say there was graft in a government. Well, it could be exposed and everybody would know it's there, but if it's uprooted, it's taken out and destroyed. Something could just be exposed and everybody know it's there, but if you uproot it, you take it out and get rid of it.
Okay. Praise the Lord. And then he gave us Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm. And he's going to say,
yeah.
There's a time to plant and a time to uproot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jeremiah 1, verses 9 and 10. Jeremiah 1, 9 and 10.
And this is a wonderful scripture. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Okay. Let's see here. This statement is underlined. The one I'm going to read is underlined. Know that my love, yet so mysterious. Yeah. Know that my love, yet so mysterious. I am love. And I loves, yes, and I loves you all personally. Wow. personally. I love you all personally. I chose to go. I chose to go to the cross and display my love to the world. Okay, that's the statement. And again, it's all underlined. I'm going to read it again. Know that my love, yet so mysterious, I am love, and I loves you all personally. I loves you all personally. I chose to go to the cross and display my love to the world. He sure did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, did I say the statement was underlined?
Yes, you did.
Okay. Next scripture here. Lamentations, the way you pronounce it. 3, verses 22 and 23. Romans 8, 38 and 39. I know this one. Romans 8, 38 and 39. Okay. Last statement. And let's see. It is not underlined. And it reads like this. I am faithful. Nothing you do. I am faithful. Nothing you do change how much God loves you, church.
Mm.
Nothing you do change how much God loves you, church. Oh, add to that the promise of God. Nothing can or able to separate you from me. Okay, I'll read it again. I'll try to do better here. I am faithful. Nothing you do change how much God loves you, church. Add to that the promise of God. Nothing can or able to separate you from me. That is the last statement and the signature, trust in me. I am faithful. Nothing you do change how much God loves you. Church, add to that the promise of God. Nothing can or able to separate you from me. Trust in me.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
It sure is different today.
Very, 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 very interesting.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. While we were talking, my little computer got off of its setup, but it won't take me long. I'm getting good at setting it up.
Praise God.
Give me all my translations. I'm almost there. Got it. Underlined. The movement, the future of the Great Commission, of the amazing spread of the gospel. The multitudes of both men and women. Acts 6:7. And the word of God continued to increase, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests became obedient to the faith. Now, see, the amazing thing is, it started out right there with Jesus leaving over only 120 people when he ascended. Now here we see that the word of God, this is in the New American, kept on spreading, and the number of the disciples continued to increase greatly, or multiply greatly, in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith. Lots and lots of Jewish people followed him, and the church multiplied. It's just a wonder. And think about it, how it is all over the world today. What a great multiplication mm-hmm. happened. Okay, we're going to read Acts chapter 2. Excuse me. Acts 4:2-4. Being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And then verse 4, but many of those who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Glory to God. So it's talking about how fast and quickly that early church multiplied. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer. This friend and prophet, and you, church, walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. This great Hallelujah. Multiplication got to us. It came to us. Hallelujah. And here we are, still going on. This is marvelous to me. I love it. But the word of God increased and multiplied. That's ESV. Here's the King James. But the word of God grew and multiplied. Bless the Lord. It's amazing to me. Just think about it. Just think about it. There are millions and millions who believe in Jesus. And it started out there with just 120 in the upper room. Acts 11:21. And the hand of the Lord was with them. And a large number who believed turned to the Lord. This is about the multiplication wow. of it. Hallelujah. The body
More
of Christ.
Today. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Acts 9:31. It's still going on. And so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria enjoyed peace, being built up and going on in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. It continued wow. to multiply. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then underlined, looking up to heaven, you are all filled with the Holy Spirit and speak my word boldly. You are in place to fulfill what I said through you today. We're in place. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He's got us ready. Isn't that a wonderful? I thought that is a wonderful thing when I heard that. We're in place. 1 Samuel. To multiply. We're in place to increase in numbers again. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart. For consider what great things he has done for you. Mm. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That was 12:24, right?
Samuel. That was 1 Samuel 12:24. And now here we have Psalm 9:1. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart. Mm. I will show forth all your marvelous works. Hallelujah. That is Psalm 9:1. Hallelujah. In other words, I will tell of your marvelous works. I will tell of your wonders.
Amen.
Luke 9:16-17. Then he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, There's that phrase that he just used, looking up to heaven. He blessed them and broke them and kept giving to the disciples to set before the people. And they all ate and were satisfied. And the broken pieces which they had left over were picked up, 12 baskets full.
Oh, I believe the Lord is also telling us here that look up to heaven. I will do
it.
I will provide.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He will. And increase. Increase.
Yeah.
He's talking about
increase.
Multiplication.
Yeah.
He increased the people, and he increased the blood, the loaves and the fishes, and it was a miracle.
Praise God.
Be a good steward, and with actions, and in truth. Also be wise, because the Spirit in you help your weaknesses. Keep on praying and not babbling. Proverbs 2:6. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. James 3:17. But the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, reasonable, full of mercy and good fruits, unwavering, and without hypocrisy. Ephesians 5:15 and 16. Therefore, be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. King James says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ecclesiastes 7:10. Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask about this. Now that's an interesting thing for him to give us. We need to know that we've still got miracles. We can still expect miracles. Bless the Lord.
Can you read that again, Sully? Is it?
Do not say.
King James, sir. Okay.
No, that was a New American. Do not say, why is it that the former days were better than these? For it is not from wisdom that you ask about this. Here is the King James. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou dost not inquire wisely concerning this.
Mm.
And here it is in the Amplified. Do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise or because of wisdom that you ask this. In other words, sometimes you hear us talk about the old days, and we do, and they were wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're supposed to tell about them. But you're not to think that they're better than now. You're not to think that this is over and done with. You're to go on. This will continue. He said to us, this continues. This growing and multiplying continued in this prayer. It's continued now. It's going on and on.
Oh, yeah,
he didn't stop. It never stopped. It never stopped. Okay. Very easy to be confused, church. When you judge, discern and judge what is truth. And you are to comfort others in me, your Christ. Love God and your brothers and sisters in humility and compassion.
Compassion.
Mm-hmm. You see, some people say, judge not that you be, judge not. You can judge. You make judgments every day. You judge whether something's right or whether something's wrong. But you don't have the right to sentence people. You know, you don't have the right to pass a sentence on them. And so when you judge, you get to judge prophecies for one thing. I'm hearing prophecies, and the Lord always said there's going to be a return. I heard Brother Hagin many times judge about the prophet's ministry. You don't have the right to judge the prophet, but you got a right to judge the ministry. I mean, judge the words. And if the words if the words don't come true or they don't ring true with your spirit, I just disregard them. I'm not saying which prophets judge this is, and some are false prophets, and the Lord told us there would be false prophets. Bless the Lord.
Yeah.
So we do have the right to discern and judge what is truth and comfort others in me, your Christ. Love God and your brothers and sisters in humility. You don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. And in truth, don't be a know-it-all, but be humble about things.
Amen.
Luke 6:37-42. Judge not, and you will not be judged. Condemn not, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet with all, it shall be measured to you again. And he also spoke a parable to them. A blind man cannot guide a blind man, can he? Will they not both fall into a pit? A pupil is not above his teacher. But everyone, after he has been fully trained, will be like his teacher. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but you do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, brother, let me take out the speck that is in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log that is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take out the speck that is in your brother's eye. Psalm 98:9. Before the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth, he will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. Now, before the Lord, that means in his presence, in his face. The word is panim, and it means you're standing before the Lord. For he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with equity. So he is coming for the judgment. Hallelujah. Underlined, it is important that you understand that the Lord is the only perfectly just one. The fear of God also the beginning of understanding justice. Revelation 19:2. No, that's not right. For his judgments are true and righteous. For he has judged the great harlot who was corrupting the earth with her immorality. And he has avenged the blood of his bondservants on her. This is something that's coming, folks, and it actually is the Babylonian system, which is so prevalent today. But not to worry. because his judgments are true and righteous. And he judges that system, that Babylonian system, and avenges the blood of his prophets on her. That's the final judgment. We're talking final judgments here in Revelation 19:2, and here in, All right. By my grace, you have seen miracles. You need to realize this part of judgment, not just to expose, but to uproot. Do you see the difference? I did talk to Jeremiah as a prophet. Jeremiah 1, 9, and 10. Then the Lord put out his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have set you this day over nations and kingdoms to, I'm going to read this, root out, and to pull down, and to destroy, and to throw down, to build, and to plant.
Oh.
And Jeremiah, especially Jeremiah 25, God, there's so much prophetic word in Jeremiah. I'm going to make this one of our books that we study in 3BI. But he told Jeremiah to go and pronounce judgment over all the nations in Jeremiah 25. And it goes right on over to the end of days. And I said one time to the Lord, how did Jeremiah do that? Did you take him? I mean, how could he do that? He said, when he spoke it, it was done. So here this is talking about rooting out. Not just exposing, but rooting out. I'm going to read it to you from the Amplified. Then the Lord, and this is Jehovah, put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said to me, behold, I have put my words in your mouth. See, I have this day appointed you to the oversight of the nations and of the kingdoms to root out and pull down, to destroy and to overthrow, to build and to plant. And notice that this rooting out comes before the building and the planting. So that's what's happening. That's what's going to happen in these end of days. He's going to root out, not just expose. He's going to root out the wickedness from the earth. And then he's going to rebuild and plant. These are marvelous scriptures.
Wow.
I think of so much of what Jeremiah says. Hallelujah. Now, underlined, know that my love, yet so mysterious, I am love. And I love you all personally. I chose to go to the cross and display my love to the world. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. The chesed, remember that's his obligation to keep covenant. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Now, the King James says, the Lord's mercies it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. It is because of some of that is the New American and the ESV get this the best. The Lord's chesed never ceases. His mercies, you see, this word isn't mercy. It's his chesed, his obligation to keep covenant. There is mercy, the word for compassion, in later on. The chesed of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Hallelujah. He keeps his covenant and he keeps his mercy. Hallelujah. Romans 8:38 and 39?
Yes.
I am sure, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor powers nor things present nor things to come nor height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I am faithful. Nothing you do change how much God loves you, church. After that, the promise of God can or able.
After that,
isn't that what I said?
No, add. After that. ADD. After that.
Oh, add to that.
Yeah.
Add to Sorry. That. Oh, that's better. Makes more sense. Okay, I am faithful. Nothing you do change how much God loves you, church. Add to that the promise of God can or able to separate you from me. This promise right here in Romans 8, 20, yeah. 38 and 39.
Yeah,
trust in
yeah.
me. So praise the Lord. Glory to God. What a marvelous, full, and worthy of meditation word. And as you know, when I go out to Prayer Mountain, I need to say a quick shalom, shalom, and I'll see you at noon. See you there, Max.
See you at noon.
Really? See you there. Shalom, shalom.
Yes, we'll see you there. So, shalom.